A couple of Company K rifle squads were running back toward us from the abortive attack. They rushed along the road in small groups and turned right and left as soon as they got through the cut to get out of the line of fire. Incredibly, none got hit by the thick fire coming through the cut. I knew most of them well, although some of the new men not as well as the veterans. They all wore wild-eyed, shocked expressions that showed only too vividly they were men who had barely escaped chance's strange arithmetic. They clung to their M1s, BARs, and Tommy guns, and slumped to the mud to pant for breath before moving behind the ridge toward their former foxholes. The torrential rain made it all seem so much more unbelievable and terrible. I hoped fervently that we wouldn't have to step out into that road to pick up a casualty. I felt ashamed for thinking this, because I knew full well that if I were lying out there wounded, my fellow Marines wouldn't leave me. But I didn't see how anyone could go out and get back now that the volume of fire was so intense. Since most of our attacking troops had fallen back, the Japanese could concentrate their fire on the stretcher teams, as I had seen them do at Peleliu. They showed medical personnel no mercy. Our company gunnery sergeant, Hank Boys, was the last man through the cut. He made a quick check of the men and announced, to my immense relief, that everyone had made it back. Casualties had been brought back farther down the line where the machine gun fire hadn't been as heavy. Boys was amazing. He had dashed out to the men pinned down in front of the ridge, where he threw smoke grenades to shield them from the Japanese fire. He returned with a hole shot through his dungaree cap. He wasn't wearing his helmet, and another through his pants leg. He had been hit in the leg with fragments from a Japanese knee mortar shell, but refused to turn in. Gunnery Sergeant Henry A. Boys was a former dairy farmer from Trinidad, California. He fought with K-3-5 at Cape Gloucester and landed on Peleliu as a squad leader. He won a Silver Star there and became a platoon sergeant after the assault on Ungasibus. Wounded during the fighting around the Five Sisters, he was evacuated but returned in time for the landing on Okinawa. Wounded early in May, he refused evacuation and became First Sergeant of Company K. After the company commander, First Lieutenant Stumpy Stanley, was evacuated in late May with malaria, Boys shared the primary leadership role with First Lieutenant George Loveday. A powerfully built man, Hank Boys was stern but compassionate. No matter how low morale got, he was always there inspiring like some inexhaustible dynamo. Today, he and his family run a successful logging and cattle business in Australia.